And we back in this thing like we left something. Welcome back, y'all, to this week's episode of I Got a Story to Tell. Thank y'all for joining me again for another episode, another story. I hope everybody has been well. I am just getting back from a vacation, and it was well worth it and well deserved. So I'm back. I'm rejuvenated. I'm ready to roll. I hope everybody is doing well, like I said. And with nothing else to talk about, let's get to the story, y'all. I got a story to tell. Let's go. This story takes place in 1991. I'm 13 years old and I'm in the eighth grade. And like most eighth grade boys at this time, I'm figuring shit out. Also in eighth grade, I'm comparing myself to my brother, my older brother. And I'm comparing, like, okay, what was my brother doing in eighth grade? That's how I, like, gauged my maturity level. Like, my brother in eighth grade, he was fucking. Like, seventh and eighth grade, him and his friends was fucking. Like, my brother was having girls to the crib. He put me out. He in the crib, pitch black, Key Sweat playing. I'm looking through the windows trying to see what's going on. All this shit, right? So I'm thinking, like, damn, I ain't came close to getting no action yet in eighth grade. I didn't kiss the girl. I had my first kiss in sixth grade, like I told y'all in the previous episode. But nothing crazy. And it was just a little smooch. It wasn't like, wasn't even no French kiss. It was just a little smooch. So I'm like, damn, when am I going to get close to getting some action? So that's heavy on my brain, right? But I understand their steps. So like I said, I'm in eighth grade at this point. I'm at a new school. And I'm trying to figure myself out, trying to gauge how mature I am. So I got all this shit going on, right? But shit was about to change and I was about to make some strides. So let's get to this story. Like I said, 1991, I'm 13 years old. I'm living on a street called Niagara out in Corain Township. We moved there from the Fair apartment. So I'm at the crib one day. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's the weekend. I'm thinking, like, all right, one day this week, I'm going to ask my mother if my boy Keys can come up here and stay the weekend. Like, my boy Keys would come stay the weekend. Either him or Duck would come to our crib, stay the weekend. We playing the video game, hanging out, playing basketball, all that stuff. And they would go home on Sunday. Or I would go to their cribs and same thing. So I'm like, I'm going to ask my mother this week if my boy Keys can come hang out for the week. So Monday comes and I go to school. Everything is everything. I get on the school bus like I normally do. I didn't say much when I was on the school bus. I sat by myself looking out the window. I didn't know these people like that. Like I said, I'm new to this school. This is a new school for me. So my normal routine. Go to school. School, come home. That was my Monday. Tuesday morning, I get on the bus and I'm like, all right, when I get home, I'm going to ask my mother if Keys can come kick it for the weekend. I'm on the school bus that morning and I'm riding, looking out the window like I normally do. All of a sudden, boom, something hits me in my eye and I instantly reach for my eye and I look down. And I see what hit me in the eye. It was one of those hard plastic things that go around the bread. Y'all know how, not the twist tie, But like the hard plastic shaped thing that got the little cutout that you just slide over the plastic on the bread, right? That's what I got hit in the eye with. And I look up and everybody is laughing. I mean, everybody laughing. My eyes in pain. I feel like my damn eye about to fall out. So I'm holding my eye and I look up and I see this dude named Juan on the bus. And he got a whole bunch of them like plastic things and he's flicking them. And I'm like, God damn, my eye hurt. Now, Juan was kind of like the bully to these cats on the bus. Like, nobody bothered him. Everybody was scared of him. And, you know, I ain't never go to school with them. So, you know, I ain't scared of him or shit else. So I finally, you know, get my eye to chill a little bit. And I stand up as the bus moves. And I walk over to him. And I'm like, what you hit me with? You know, and I got the thing in my hand. What you hit me with this for? And he kind of ha-ha and shoot me, like throw his hand out to shoo me off, like, yeah, gone. In the middle of him shooing me away, boom, I hit him in the jaw. And he hit his head on the window of the bus. And he instantly crying. So I asked him again, what you hit me with this for? The bus driver, new kid, sit down. I ain't hearing shit he's saying. My thing is, you're not finna disrespect me. I'm not none of these people that's been scared to ride the bus with you. I'm not that. So I ask him again, what you hit me with this for? Leave me alone. Boom, I hit him again. I see he ain't gonna do shit back. Bus driver, sit down or I'm pulling this bus over. So I go sit down and I told him, I told Juan, I said, when you get off this bus, I'm gonna kick your ass. I sit down, everybody looking at me like, oh shit. Little white cat sit across from me. He has a brother. His brother's mean. His brother did. Man, I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. Fuck him and his brother. I got a brother too. So I'm sitting there. We get off the bus. Well, people starting to get off the bus. I'm about to go get off the bus so I can go like whoop him some more. Bus driver tell me, stop. Tell me to sit down. Ask me what I do it for. I said he hit me in the eye. I don't care what he did. You don't get up. Yeah, all right. Cool. I don't know what y'all used to, but I'm not used to that. Get off the bus. So I tell myself, when I get on this bus, because I can't find him at this point. He's gone. He's in the school. Tell myself, when I get back on this bus this afternoon to go home, I'm going to beat this nigga ass, right? Go to school. Get back on the bus. He about to get back on the bus. Boom. He about to take that first step to get on the bus. Boom. Rocket shit. Yeah. Get on the bus. Bus driver, I'm writing you up. I'm writing you up. Cool. Say less. Get home. I'm nervous at this point because I'm thinking, damn, either the school gonna call. Anything can happen at this point. So I'm like, damn, I can't ask my mama now if my boy Keys can come for the weekend. So I'm going to chill. I'm going to see how this play out. Wednesday, get to school, nothing. Thursday, nothing. Oh, but Friday. I'm sitting in Miss Garing's social study class. Phone ring in the classroom. She answered the phone. Can you send Michael Wilson down to the office? I go down to the office. They let me in to talk to Mr. Walker, the assistant principal. He says to me, Michael. I say, uh-huh. I heard you had an incident on the bus. Yep, I did. What happened? So I explained what happened. Mr. Walker say, I get it. I understand. I totally understand. But you can't do that. Cool. All right. Say no more. He said, Michael, I'm going to have to suspend you. I said, oh, shit. I said, okay. He said, I should suspend you for 3 days. But what I'm going to give you is 1 day suspension out of school. And then I'll give you 2 days in school suspension. Cool. Say less. He calls my mother, lets her know. I get home from school that Friday. My mother say, Michael, what happened? So I tell her. She says, Michael, you cannot fight all the time. Now, this is my third junior high school. I went to a different school in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I got in trouble with all three, right? Not like on no troublemaking shit, but, you know, fights happen. She's telling me, you can't be fighting all the time, yada, yada, yada. Cool. All right. Say less. I got you, Mom. So not only could I not ask for my boy Keys to come kick it for the weekend, the following weekend I couldn't ask either. So I'm like, shit. Serve my suspension the next week. Chilling at the crib. That following weekend, I'm like, still too soon. Nah. But that next weekend, I'm chilling. Chilling at the crib solo. I'm thinking, okay. The following weekend, I'm going to ask, you know, can my boy come kick it? While I'm chilling there, my boy Duck calls. He like, hey, what's up? I'm like, nothing. He's like, hey, next weekend, see if your mama let me come out and spend the weekend. I said, all right, cool. So instead of me calling my boy Keys, Duck calls me first. So I go ask my mom. I say, Mom, can Duck come up next weekend to, you know, stay the weekend? She's like, yeah, I don't care. Cool. Duck comes that following weekend. And that Saturday morning, get up, normal routine, clean up the crib. And then Duck like, hey, you want to go down to the fire station and hoop? Now, where we stayed on Niagara, there was, once you got it to the street called Springdale, you go down Springdale, there's a fire station. And there's a basketball court. And there used to be some decent runs down there. So Duck like, hey, we go down to the fire station and hoop. I said, all right, cool. So that's what we do. Hoop, have a good time, and we walk back. As we're walking back, we turn on Niagara. We're walking down toward my crib. And there's this girl that I went to school with that lived there named Candace. We walking. Candace is outside. As we getting closer, my boy Duck like, who that? I'm like, oh, that's Candace. She go to school with. He's like, word, introduce me. I'm like, all right, bet. So I introduce him. They rapping for a minute. They rapping. He gets the number and all that shit. We go to the crib. We hanging out. They talking on the phone, all that. He like, man, I'm about to start coming out here more often. I'm like, cool. That following weekend, I'm walking to the store, to the Dairy Mart up the street from my crib. And to get to Dairy Mart, I had to walk past Candace's crib. So I'm walking. She come outside. She say, what's up, Mike? I'm like, shit, nothing, headed to Dairy Mart. She's like, hey, what you doing next weekend? I'm like, shit, man. She's like, my homegirl gonna be over here. I'm like, oh, okay. I wanna introduce you to her. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Say less. I go to the store, come back. That following weekend, Candace called me. Hey, remember I was telling you my homegirl gonna be here? I said, yeah. She gonna be here this afternoon. It's a Saturday. She gonna be here this afternoon. Come up to the crib so you can meet her. I'm like, all right, bet. Candace called. She here. Come on up. I'm like, all right, bet. So I walk up there. I knock on the door. Candace like, hold on, we'll be out in a sec. I'm like, all right. So I'm standing there on the porch. Candace and her homegirl walk out. We'll call her homegirl Nicole. They step out. And all I can say about Nicole, I'm like, damn, she pretty. She come out. Nicole was she was biracial, right? Mom, white, dad, black. Super nice, all that shit. She come out. She say, hey, Mike, nice to meet you. I'm like, nice to meet you too. We talking because Candace going to the crib. She's like, I'll be right back. We talking for about 15 minutes. Shooting the shit. We both nervous. Everything goes well. I get the number. I go to the crib. We talking on the phone damn near every day. Every day. So she tells me, she says, hey, I'm gonna see if my mama bring me over Candace's house this weekend and let me stay the weekend. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm excited. She called me back. She said, yeah, my mother gonna bring me out there on Friday. I'm like, bet. Instantly in my head, okay, let me see what outfit I'm gonna wear. You know, all that shit, right? Thursday, she called me. Mike, I ain't coming this weekend. I'm like, huh? Yeah, I gotta go over my dad's crib. Now, her parents wasn't together, right? Parents was not together. And some weekends, she'd go over her pop's crib. So I'm like, damn. So I'm like, all right, well, just call me from your pop's crib this weekend. She, all right, cool. She's like, he really don't like for me to be on the phone, especially not with no boys, but, you know, if he sleep or he leave the house, I'll call back. She go to her pop's crib. She called me. We talking in spurts, you know, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, all that shit. This goes on the whole weekend. But, oh, that next weekend, that next Saturday, I was about to have the day of days. She calls me during the week. She says, hey, I talked to my mom. I'm going over to Candace's house on Saturday, and I'm spending the night. I said, oh, bad. I had the greatest week of school. Friday comes. I'm hyped at this point. Oh, I'm hyped. I'm so hyped. Friday comes. Duck calls me. He says, hey, I got a baseball tournament this weekend. I said, okay. He said, if we don't win and make it to the final, to the semifinal on Sunday, and we lose on Saturday, I'm going to see if my mom will bring me over there. I said, bet. So I talked to my mom. She said, cool. This Friday now. So Friday evening, chilling at the crib. My mama then ordered Donato's pizza. Eating Donato's, watching Steve Urkel now. Family Matters, right? Great Friday night. Chill. All I can think about is Saturday. All I can think about is I'm going to see Nicole on Saturday. Saturday comes. Oh, Saturday comes. Wake up in the morning, clean up like always. My cleanup mix, I had this cleanup mixtape. First song on there, Chucky Booker, Turned Away. Y'all know, Turned Away, Chucky Booker. Man, and it was followed up by Truth. Spread my wing. Y'all know, Spread My Wing. And fly away to a place. Y'all know that, right? So I got on Chucky Booker, right? I'm cleaning, jamming. I'm like, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. First, she called me. I'm like, hey, what's up? It's like 10 o'clock. I'm like, hey, what's up? My mother said she gonna drop me off about 1. I said, okay, cool. That's what's up. Cleaning. It's a perfect day. It's sunny. The sun's shining. I said, oh, man, this is perfect. Then she called right back. She said, it's changing time. My mama said she can't drop me off till 3. I don't give a shit when she drop you off. That's all I'm thinking. Long as she drop you off. I say, oh, shit, no problem. Cool. Duck calls from the payphone at the field. Hey, I said, what up? He said, nigga, we done lost. I said, shit, okay. He said, but if we lose this next one, then we out. He was like, and then if that's the case, I won't get dropped off till probably about 5 o'clock. I said, all right, bet, say no more. Cool, get off the phone. Right after that, my angel called. She called my mother. Hey, Bob Ann, I need you to run with me out the Tri-County Mall. Cool. My mother, Mikey, me and Yang Joe about to run the Tri-County Mall. You want to ride with us? I start thinking, yeah, I ain't got shit to do. Neither one of them can be here till later. She cool. I said, yes, ma'am, I'll ride. Cool. So we go to Tri-County Mall. Angel shopping, my mom shopping. Everything is everything. Having a good time. We go to Steak and Shake to eat. My mother say, hey, we about to stop by Northgate Mall. You want us to drop you off at home? I said, nah. Because we lived right by Northgate Mall. We go to Northgate Mall. We in McAlpin's. It's a department store. In there, looking at stuff. My mother see these Nikes. They fresh too. Oh, they fresh. They had the strap on them. They were some cross trainers. My mother say, hey, you like those? I said, yes, ma'am. You want them? Yes, ma'am. She get me these Nike cross trainers. Them bitches so fly. Oh, they fly. Hey, what you gonna wear that with? Now, I've never been the type, never, that I gotta match everything down to the shoe. I'll put on whatever I like, and if my shoes match it, cool. If they don't, cool. I'm just that way. She said, what you gonna wear? I said, I don't know. She said, I saw a sweatsuit over there that, you know, go well with it. I said, really? She said, yeah. She's like, go look at it. I go look at it. It's this nylon sweatsuit. That bitch fly too. Ooh. She said, you want it? Yes, ma'am. She give me the sweatsuit. I woke up that morning, not even knowing I was about to have the freshest pair of Nike cross trainers and a new sweatsuit. Y'all know, like a track, like a nylon sweatsuit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, but I had one. Get to the crib, and now I'm like, ooh, it's getting close. It's getting to be that time. I get in the shower. I tell my mom, I say, Mom, I'm about to put on my outfit. I'm about to go outside and walk around. She's like, okay. I get fly. Smelling good. Oh, because I had on some Chaps cologne. Y'all remember Ralph Lauren made Chaps, right? So I spray on some Chaps. Had my sweatsuit on. Had my cross trainers on. Walking around a little bit. Come back in the house. Because I had to have everybody see my outfit. Phone rang. My mama called. Mikey, phone. I get on the phone. It's Nicole. I'm like, hello. Hey, I'm up Candace's house. You gonna stop by? I said, yeah. Here I come. I walk up there. She walk outside. And she hug. And I'm like, oh. She's like, I like your outfit. I like your shoes. I'm like, thanks. We walking up and down the street. Not doing shit, just walking up and down the street, talking, laughing, whatever. She said, hey, I'm gonna go in the crib for a little bit because Candace's mother's supposed to be taking us to get something to eat. I said, all right, bet. I go to the crib, I'm chilling. I'm hype. Oh, I'm hype. Phone rang. Doug, hey, I'm on my way. I said, all right, bet. He get to the crib. He still got his baseball uniform on. He shower, he get fresh. He see my kid, he like, damn, nigga. I said, yeah, nigga. So he get fresh. We walking around outside. Finally, they get back to the crib. Duck had $30 in his pocket. I think I had maybe $5. He like, hey, we're gonna walk over to the UDF now. There was a store called Dairy Mart directly across the street. It sat right on Springdale. But if you walked behind it and kept going down toward on Corain, there was what's called a UDF, United Dairy Farmer, which is a store too, convenience store. We got Cincinnati. So he like, look, he gave me $15 of his money. He's like, hey, look, here. We're going to ask them if they want to walk to the UDF and get some ice cream or a snack or something. I'm like, bet. We ask him, hey, y'all want to walk to UDF? Yeah. Now, it's dark outside now. We walking. Duck and Candace walking way up ahead of us. We walking, holding hands and shit at this point. We go to UDF. get a shake. I got my normal cookies and cream shake made with chocolate milk. Get our snacks and we walking back. We get over in front of Candace's house, her and Duck right in front of the crib. Me and old girl down a little bit. We talking, shooting shit. Candace's mama come outside. Girls, it's time for y'all to come in. Candace say, yes, ma'am. Candace and Duck start kissing. I'm like, damn, okay. At this point, I done only kissed one girl, and that's in sixth grade. Old girl look at me. She say, all right, I'm about to go in. I go to give her a hug. She like, a hug, that's it? I'm like, oh, okay. I lean in to go kiss. Oh, when I say she kissed me. Man, she kissed me. And she opened her mouth and stick her tongue in my mouth. I'm like, oh shit. I'm caught off guard. Oh, but I like it. A nigga like it. And I mean, she, man, listen, y'all. I'm like, what in the fuck? Like, I had heard about French kissing and all that, but had never experienced it until now. My dick instantly hard. My little eighth grade dick is instantly hard from French kissing. I'm like, oh shit. And it seemed like we kissing for hours. Finally, she back away. And she like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm like, alright. I'm like, holy shit. Doug walked down to him. He like, alright, ready to go to the crib? I'm like, yeah. We get to the crib. I'm like, nigga. I'm like, she French kissed me. He was like, alright, nigga, yeah, and? I'm like, nigga, I ain't never had that. He was like, oh, word? I'm like, no. Doug was like my brother. He had been fucking and everything, right? So I'm like, shit. Get to the crib. I'm still in shock. We just start playing the video game and everything. I can't think about nothing but this kiss. And I'm like, oh shit. Next day, talk on the phone. I go up there before she leave. I'm ready to kiss some more. Oh, and I was kissing some more. I'm like, damn. Sunday, Duck goes to the crib. His mother come pick him up. My brother, who had been at one of his boys' crib the whole weekend, he comes home. He come in the room. We talking, playing the video game a little bit. I'm like, Kev. He like, what's up? I was like, nigga. He putting his stuff away out of his backpack that he had took with him. I say, Kev. He like, what's up? I'm like, nigga. I met this girl, right? He like, okay, yeah, what's up? He getting into it, yeah, what's up? I'm like, nigga, me and Doug linked up with her and, you know, Candace to stay up the street. He like, okay, man, that's what's up. What y'all do? I'm like, shit, nigga, we walked to the dairy. That's what we called the UDF, the dairy. We walked to the dairy, you know, got a little something, came back. He like, okay, that's what's up. He was like, I see you got a new outfit and shit. He's like, you had it on? I'm like, hell yeah, I had that shit on. He like, okay, my nigga, you was killing him. I'm like, hell yeah. He like, man, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, yeah, you know, had the outfit on, sprayed some of the cologne. He like, shit, was she feeling? I'm like, nigga, was she? He like, word? I'm like, nigga, word. She feeling a nigga. He like, that's what I'm talking about, my nigga. What else happened? Like, shit, you know what I'm saying? We chilling and shit. About to dip out. You know, me and Doug about to walk back to the crib. You know, we over there kissing. You know, she tonguing me down. And she, he like, nigga, what? I'm like, yeah, that's what happened. He like, nigga, like, y'all, you know, friends kissing and shit. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, nigga. Nigga dick was hard. Like, ready to go. He like, shit, so what you do? I'm like, shit, I walked to the crib. He's like, oh, mama went home. You brought her here? I'm like, no. Like, I came to the crib. He's like, and then what, though? I'm like, shit, that was it. He's like, oh, you French kissing, huh? I'm like, yeah. Nigga got up, walked out the room, went to the bathroom, came back. I'm standing there like, okay. And he got in the bed and was like, French kissing. Oh, this nigga still ain't got no pussy.